I'm with Teresa Wills. She's the administrator of the City County Health District office. Teresa, a few changes to talk about, but first, we've been really low with our cases positivity rates have really been low for several weeks in Barnes County, but just a little bit of an uptick recently, Teresa?
Yeah, we're increased to 30 active cases right now, which isn't huge, but just wanting the community to continue to be cautious and mask when you're out in public or when you're with groups that haven't been vaccinated. If you have been vaccinated, you're free to be without a mask and safe to be without a mask with that group. Just wanting the community to know that we do still have COVID active in our community, and there are variants in Barnes County. So be cautious, and we'll continue to improve.
And vaccinations. Give us an update on what the City County Health District is doing for people who are interested in getting a vaccination.
So this week, on Wednesday, April 28th, we will have open the whole day. So between 9 and 3:30, and even if it's after that, you can get vaccination. We're hoping to make things more available and easier for people to come in. They can just walk in and fill out the paperwork and we can give them a vaccine. They don't necessarily have to have an appointment. They can, although, go to our website at citycountyhealth.org and register for a time to come in as well. The following week, we will be doing walk-ins Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So next week, Wednesday, anytime, come in and we'll get you vaccinated. That will be the Moderna vaccine. I know some people have a private situation or a different situation that they don't want to be vaccinated Monday through Friday. Please call us. We'll figure out something, a way that we can get a vaccine to you. Some don't necessarily want their coworkers to know that they are getting vaccinated. Call us. We'll figure out a way to get a vaccine to you.
And businesses that or multiple groups, you still have that option too, right?
That's right. If you have a group of people that want to be vaccinated, call us. We'll figure out a time we can come to you to get that vaccination done. If you're homebound and can't get out, we'll figure out a way to come and give your vaccination. If you have questions about the vaccine, call. I'd be happy to come and visit with you one-on-one or to a group. Whatever we can do to get accurate information to you to help you feel comfortable about getting vaccinated. Right now in Barnes County, we are at 46.4% who are fully vaccinated and 54% who have had at least one dose. We need to get to that 75 to 80% mark in order to be safe and have things return back to somewhat of a normalcy around here. So hoping that we can continue to get vaccine out, encourage those who are hesitant to get their questions answered, and get information, accurate information, out to everyone.
There's some changes with the COVID-19 testing and the site, and tell us about that.
This week, we're still testing Friday the 30th at the bubble, but starting next week, we will be testing out of the west door of our office at City County Health. We'll only be doing quick tests. The National Guard will be doing the testing for us, and that will be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so people can drive through and get tested and leave. If they're symptomatic, we will ask if their quick test comes back negative. We will ask them to see their provider to get tested with a PCR test.
Okay, and keep in mind, folks, that it starts, the new schedule will start on Monday, May 3rd. So Monday, May 3rd, they'll start the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from the back door of the City County Health District
right.
office in Valley City.
Right.
Teresa, anything else to add before I let you go?
I missed a couple things on vaccination. You may see Department of Health nurses here giving vaccine, trying to alleviate some of the hours within the city-county health staff. The Department of Health has nurses that they have on contract that you may see at evening or weekend events to give vaccinations. And then the other thing is, I know some people prefer the Pfizer vaccine or would like to get a Pfizer vaccine or need a second dose of Pfizer vaccine. We will have Pfizer available on May 3rd, May 5th, May 7th, or May 10th. And they can go to citycountyhealth.org to register for any of those days. Remember, Pfizer is currently authorized for 16 and older, and they're just in the final phases of the analysis of the studies that they've done on 12 to 15-year-olds. So we'll be increasing to that age group also right now, just for 16 and older.
All right. There's City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will with that report.